Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. First Kings 18 and 30, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood. And said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time, being 12 barrels of water then that was poured over the sacrifice. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let none of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Amen. And stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Hallelujah. I've read pretty much the story. Amen. The preceding story is that Israel had become, amen, quite backslidden. Amen. Enough that the prophets of the groves and the prophets of Baal, amen, were in huge numbers, and the aristocracy of the day, amen, were basically willing followers of false religion. Amen. And I'm telling you, it kind of sounds a lot like our day, does it not? Amen. And so, but God was not satisfied. Amen. And so God stirred up a man named Elijah. Amen. And the Tishbite. Amen. He simply steps out of nowhere into history. Amen. And then he kind of fades away in the end. That's the way that God, amen, works. Hello? Amen. It's not the vessel that's important. It's the God that takes the vessel. Amen. And it's what's important of the vessel is that it's available to God. Amen. And willing and obedient to God so that God may accomplish that which He has set out to do. Amen. So Elijah, amen, God dealing with him, and he called for them to have a nice little summit. Amen. And we're going to find out who's God. Amen. Whether it's Baal, amen, if Baal's God, then we'll serve Baal. But if he's not a Jehovah's God, then we're going to serve Jehovah. Amen. So, isn't it amazing that Elijah's going to beard the priest of Baal in their own temple? Amen. At the top of the mountain, amen, God's man is going to bring down the lies and the hypocrisies, amen, of that religious system that had exalted itself, amen, against God. Amen. And so, here I want to just, for tonight, I want to look at three things. And three things that stand out in this story. Amen. And that is the altar, amen, the fire, and the rain. Amen. We all know the history of the story that there had been a long, severe drought. Amen. 3 years. Amen. 3.5 years of absolute, amen, I mean just no rain. Amen. At all. It's not even any dew upon the ground. It was. I've seen it get dry here, but I can tell you I ain't never seen a drought like that. Amen. A drought like that winds up in the death of hundreds of people, amen, that die because of a lack of water. Amen. And so God had brought up it to have the line drawn. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God is fixing to bring things to a close, amen, of the drought. Amen. And so God's man, but God's not going to do it without taking care of the real business. Amen. What is that? The false religion. Amen. And all of those things. Understand something, that a lot of people today, they want somebody to pray them down a good blessing without them having to repent. Amen. Without them having to turn. Amen. I often tell people who say, God bless America. I say, it ought to be God help America. Amen. Help us to get where God can bless us again. He's been merciful. Amen. Come on. I said, He's been merciful. I told a man a few days ago, I was not a Trump man, amen, in the beginning, amen. And so Mr. Trump had a rather different kind of history, and I was afraid of that, amen. But I said, since he has got in office, I am thankful, amen, that he has been such a defender, amen, of religious liberty, amen. I said, that's a blessing from God, amen. And I said, we better make sure that we're thankful and that we make the most of what God has given us, because we don't know a little bit of change and it can all be gone in just a fleeting moment. Amen. But thank God for His liberty and His blessings, amen, that He has given us. And so Elijah, he calls for a summit. Amen. We're going to you bring all them false prophets. And amen. I mean to tell you, the man of God is outnumbered by some. Amen. I think it was 800 prophets. Amen. It was to one. That's outnumbered. Hello. Amen. But it didn't seem to bother old Elijah. Amen. Why? Because he knew who God was. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and so, as a matter of fact, we see, if you read the story, amen, how that they had, amen, Elijah gave them the chance, you go ahead and build your altar. Amen. You go ahead and the God that answers by fire, let Him be God. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you. Amen. And so that was the agreement. Amen. And so as Elijah began to, as they began to do their thing and build their altar and begin to go through their little worship, and amen, I mean to tell you, when their God didn't answer, they just got more, amen, more carried away and more carried away. And ours old Elijah over there saying, amen, maybe you need to holler a little louder. You know, maybe he can't hear. Amen. Maybe he's on a vacation or something. Hello. Amen. So I can tell you, where's the church that mocks the false gods of the hour? Hello. Amen. I think folks need to find out once again who God is. Amen. And stand on His Word. Amen. And call out the lies of false religion. Amen to God. I'm afraid to do that. Why? You're afraid that you ain't been praying enough for God to hear your prayer? Amen. Come on with Brother Joel. It takes knowing who you're dealing with. It takes knowing God to be willing to step out. God told me a long time ago, unless you're willing to step out by faith, you'll never see the glory of God. Amen. But if you're willing and obedient, amen, glory to God, you can see the glory and the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought about Brother Solomon down in the Philippines. They call out those false teachers and bring them to a table. Amen. I'm telling them and looking at and show them in the Word of God where they're wrong and say, now you repent, recant, amen, and get right or else you hush. Amen. Oh, Brother Joe, we can't have that. Amen. I know that's why we got the mess we got now. Amen. Of 10,000 different gospels, so to speak. Amen. And only one real one. Hello. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That brings more confusion than it does, amen, truth and light and inspiration. Amen to God. I believe God's not the author of confusion. Amen. Man's the author of that business. Amen. So here, amen, when we all know how that they prayed and hollered and yelped and whatever until the time of the evening sacrifice. Amen. And then it came that time, Elijah said, now your turn's been over. Amen. Now y'all get out of the way. Amen. So I want to look and see what happened. The first thing that Brother Elijah done, amen, is he repaired the altar that was broken down. Amen. Why was it broken down, Brother Joe? Because of neglect. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. We can say what we want to. Amen. If the church, amen, as a whole would go back to praying, amen, like it used to, come on, repair that altar, get it back where it's supposed to be, get Christ back where He belongs, amen, come on, amen, get that devotion to God back like it ought to be, amen, get that, amen, that right, amen, if you will, that right priority in our life, amen, to realize, Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. I got to have Jesus. Amen. I got to have You. And so I'm going to make sure that that altar is prepared. Amen. I'm going to tell you, wherever you look in the Word of God, if you find successful men and women, you find something that is contingent, amen, and that is identical to every one of them. What is that, Brother Joe? Something common. They all were people of altars. Prayer. Amen. They sought God. Amen. I have often taught, amen, thought about Brother Russell MacDonald. Amen. And I'm telling you, the people that he talked about, and amen, the old brother that had his altar out by his muscadine vine. Amen. I can tell you, there's where we win or lose is in that altar. Hello? Amen. Listen, start this thing out with the altar, because that is the beginning of everything that God's going to do. If I don't have an altar, none of the rest of it will ever come to pass in the life. Amen. Come on with me. If I don't have an altar, there'll never be any fire. Amen. If I don't have an altar, there'll never be any rain. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, we need the fire. And we need the rain. Amen. Do you hear me? I said, we need the fire and we need the rain. We need folks, amen, that are set ablaze with the power of God. Amen. And with a zeal for the things of God. Amen. We got to see a lot of zeal nowadays, but I'm afraid a lot of that zeal is more into the selfish realm than it is into the will of God. Come on. I'm trying to make myself a name. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm trying to, everything I do, I have to make sure everybody knows about it. Come on with me. Amen. I can tell you something. Amen. If I'm after what God's got and after the will of God, it don't matter who knows or whatever knows. Amen. Long as I'm after what God's got. Hello. Listen, amen, amen, today's world, sometimes I really scratch my head and wonder, amen, I've had young preachers, amen, sometimes just rub me the wrong way, and I said, look here, if you want to preach, I've got a pulpit, I'll carry you with me somewhere on Saturday morning, amen, we'll get on the side of the road, in a parking lot, I can tell you there's hundreds of souls that need God, amen. God didn't personally deal with me to go, amen, off to a church to preach. The first place I ever preached was on a parking lot. Amen. God dealt with me about people out there in that world that needed to hear that gospel. They never going to set foot in the house of God. Amen. I can tell you the world's still full of the same kind of people tonight. Amen. Come on with Brother Joseph. Somebody, amen, has got to hear the voice of God. Somebody's got to have that old Isaiah experience that hears God say, "Who shall we send? And who will go for us?" Amen. And be willing in that moment to say, "Lord, here I am. Send me." Amen. Come on, God. God didn't encourage Isaiah. He said, "Go, but see, and they'll see not. Hear, and they'll hear not. But you go anyway. You preach anyway. Don't you quit. Don't you stop. Don't you tell." Amen. Told Jeremiah, "Don't you die." Amen. Let their faces and the look on their face stop you, son. Amen. Come on. If we own God's business, we're not trying to figure out who likes what or who don't. Amen. Amen. I think Brother Bobby wrote a little piece on that the other day on Facebook. Amen. About folks getting, amen, how we live in the most feelingest, amen, a time that has ever been that feelings get hurt all the time. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Come on. Amen. I can tell you if it hurts somebody's feelings to tell them they're out of line with God, when they're out of line with God, amen, I can tell you they need them hurt. They need them hurt enough that it gets all the way to their soul, gets a hold of their heart, amen, to God, and causes them to crawl into an altar before God and say, "Lord, would you please forgive me that I have offended you?" My. Amen. Listen, when it gets where the pulpit is more afraid of offending man than he is offending God, things are wrong. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. I said things are wrong. I'm not talking about being hateful and belligerent. I'm talking about being honest and caring and being enough to tell the truth to a world that is going to face a judgment. Amen. So Elijah didn't go up there top of Carmel just to play games. He's up there because life and death, amen, there is a great deal at stake. Amen. Not only has they been 3 years and 6 months of a horrible famine, amen, there is something that is worse than that. Amen. They have been the cause of that famine. Amen. Spiritual declension. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm telling you, I listened and I read to Brother Ravenhill's books. And he read, amen, he quoted, amen, some of the Methodists in the beginning, in the, amen, the 1900s, in the 60s, in the 70s. And they begin to lament their churches, amen, falling off. And their churches, amen, becoming more worldly minded. Amen. And talked about going into spiritual declension. Amen. Listen, amen, it's a choice for men, women, boys, and girls, if they want to go that route. All I can tell them is there's coming a spiritual drought. Amen. Upon that people. Amen. And believe you me, it will not be relinquished until they have had a Carmel experience and decided that God is God. I said it will not be fixed until they have decided who God is. Amen. So, amen, the first thing Elijah done is prepared that altar. He repaired it, set it back in proper, amen, shape. Hey, I want to listen. God said to, he didn't even, when God said there was an altar built, you couldn't even use for stones that men had made. You didn't go make yourself some blocks and cut them pretty and neat, amen, and build that altar with them. Why? Amen, because God didn't want anything with that altar, amen, that man had made himself. Amen. You just picked up random stones. Amen. And you set them there. Amen. Something that God had made. Listen, I can tell you Christ is that altar. Man ain't made him. He's not the work of man. He's the work of God. Amen. He is God. Everything about that altar is of God. Amen. It is a place, amen, where man meets with God. It is a place where man can get his life straightened out. It is a place where man, amen, and all of his issues, amen, can find an answer. Amen. Listen, if he's willing, amen, to yield authority to the one he's there to worship. Hello. My. I can tell you, old Abraham, amen, he's going to offer sacrifice, and he's built that altar. He's set that, he's cut that, amen, sacrifice up in pieces and set it in order on that altar. Amen. And he's waiting, amen, on God. Amen. The buzzards come. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, the fowls come. What did Brother Abraham do? He run them off. Amen. Now listen. Amen. I can tell you that devil, Amen. Those that walk, amen, come on with me. Amen. That altar with a sacrifice on it is the last thing in this world that He wants. Amen. Come on. An altar by itself, amen, come on, it will not get the job done. There has to be a sacrifice on that altar. Amen. Come on. Unless I'm willing, amen, to die with Him. Come on. Unless I'm willing to say, Lord, here I am. Amen. You conform me to that altar, sir. You make me in the image of Christ. That altar is nothing more, amen, than an idolistic piece. Come on with Brother Joe. But that's not what Christ is. Amen. Let me cast myself on Him. I heard Him say, He that falleth upon this stone, amen, is going to be broken. But he whom this stone shall fall upon, it will grind him to powder. Amen. I want to fall on that stone, don't you? Amen. Let me fall on, amen, that rock, Christ, that altar, amen. Let it conform me to the image of that altar, amen, to God. So that God's fire may fall and consume, amen, that sacrifice. Hallelujah. Well, glory. The whole of the type. Everything is set there in that altar. Amen. It's that, unless that altar is and that sacrifice is done. Amen. Listen. Amen. Prayer is made in that altar. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen to God. My. Amen. Breathe on me, that old preacher said. Breath of God. Until I am wholly thine. Until this earth be part of me. Doth glow with thy fire divine. My. Where? Amen. That's what He's after in this hour. Amen. Men and women that are consumed by the fire of God as they've been placed on an altar. Amen. Conformed to Christ. Amen. And He fell by His Spirit from heaven. Amen. Consumed. Amen. That sacrifice. And the only thing that is left. Amen. Is that fire that burns. Amen. Glorifying God. Hallelujah. My. He put that altar in order. Got that sacrifice. Meticulously. Amen. Set it and conformed it to that altar. I want to tell you. 60, I know the Word of God. 63 words. Amen. And we hear a lot of that TBN crowd and all day. They make big issues out of the 63 words. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said, all short, public, powerful prayers, amen, have been backed up by long hours, amen, of seeking God in an altar where men have not seen them. My. He said that, brother, amen, I believe it was Brother Moody, amen, at the implication at that church, amen, stepped up to that pulpit and said two words, amen, stop, God. Amen. They looked at the old man and thought, he's gone senile. Amen. But he hadn't gone senile. Amen. What Brother Moody had said, Lord, would you just stop by here for a few minutes? Amen. Amen. Would you just come by and pay us a visit, sir? Hallelujah. Well, glory. I tell you, when they got a hold of what the old brother saying, amen, the power of God fell in that place. Amen. I'm telling you, would you stop by here for a minute, Lord? Amen. And pay us a visit. Hallelujah. Would you be so kind, sir? Amen. As to move by your Spirit. Amen. And let your fire fall. Amen. My God in heaven. Amen. They was waited on Him 10 days in that upper room. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, He was all in one mind and one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Amen. And I'm telling you, fire and cloven tongues, He said, fell out of heaven and cloven tongues burning on top of them. Amen. And they did all speak with other tongues that the Spirit of God gave them utterance. My. Come on with Brother Joe. That was a single no. That wasn't the only time that happened. Amen. You find two times right together within a short amount of time. Just a few days later, amen, Peter and John had been whipped. They'd been whipped for, they'd called, they went by. And that old man is laying there, amen, an invalid at the gate, beautiful bed. Amen. Old Peter said, look on us. Amen. And he said, the silver and gold have none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Reach out, God, and hold him in by the hand. And the word of God said immediately, amen, his feet and ankles received strength. And he stood up, amen, got that bed, went running off down through Solomon's porch. Amen. I can tell you, offended all them religious folks, something fierce. Amen. He's leaping and shouting. Why, Brother Joe? Because he had good reason. Amen. He'd been laying there a while. Come on with Brother Joe. He's an invalid, but he's not an invalid no more. Amen. He's been set free. God has miraculously healed him. It's God's time. Amen. I'm telling you, for that, Peter and John got a good grand old whipping and told, don't you preach anymore in that name. Woo! But did he get the belly grubs? Oh, no. Amen. When they left, they was leaping and shouting and rejoicing. I can almost see them old boys scratching their heads. Ain't that the same two men that we just whipped? Amen. What'd they do then, Brother Joe? They went back down where they was having church. Amen. And they went in. And they said, they prayed with a loud voice and said, Lord, grant us that with all boldness that we may speak the word. Oh, Lord, no, we're not trying to hide. Just give us more boldness, sir. Amen. Give us more of that fire. Amen. My God, and I'm telling you, fire fell out of heaven again. The Holy Ghost came down. Amen. And they had a whole brand new Holy Ghost meeting all over again. Amen. I can tell you, this church world this hour, amen, needs fire. Shout out, old Sunday. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's the way they used to judge a preacher. Amen. If you're going to license him, I be no Messiah. If he stands and ain't no fire, ain't no spirit. Amen. Ain't no reason to, amen, give them anything to go preach. Amen. Until there's something there. Let me hurry. Amen. So he set that altar, set the sacrifice. Then he went on. Come on. What's all the water business about, Brother Joe? That's the word. Listen. Amen. We got folks who try to cut off one part or the other of things. They just try to get rid of the word. Amen. When I see people who think everything's a shout and the word should never be, them people are in trouble. You hear me? Amen. Why? Because they've left that New Testament pattern. The Word of God is preached. Amen. Folks believe that Word. Amen. And they fall in that altar and pray, and God comes down, moves by the Spirit. Amen. And so the whole process brings it to the fulfillment of what God's been after all along. It has begun with the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. It has culminated in an altar. Amen. By the Spirit of God. Woo! Oh, I'm telling you, when God does that, amen, He'll do things right. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Amen. I think I misplaced that book several years ago. I had to dig it out of somewhere. Amen. My wife said, if it's in my study, I'll never find it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. About the young man. Amen. He got involved with the Baptist church, but God brought him out of drugs. Amen. Believe you me, he was a pistol ball. Amen. He wasn't very well pleased. He had folks say the most hateful things to him, but he always had something just come back and just nail it right back to the wall. Amen. He's in one big church, and I never forgotten the words that he said. And said, I was a preacher, and said, before I know what was going on. Amen. He said, amen, y'all come to church and sing, standing on the promises, when all you've been really doing is squatting on the premises. Amen. Amen. Several elderly ladies come up to him after church and give him a piece of their mind. Amen. And he said, I knew immediately that I had absolutely been on the mark and hit the mark. Amen. At least with two or three of them, I hit it square on. Amen. That old saying goes, you go a shoe into a pack of dogs, one that whelps is the one that gets hit. Amen. Come on. Hey, just let you know you're on mark.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at WhitfieldPFC.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.